This is our season. That's what Malcolm Jenkins told the players inside the locker room following Sunday's 31-3 win over the Chicago Bears. The Eagles are 10-1, which is great, but as we kick off this Victory Monday edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster, we are about to learn a lot about this team as it begins a three-game road trip starting Sunday night in Seattle.
We've learned to finish football games this year on the road. It's a different football team, obviously, as you know, and great leadership, it's about us and about what we do and how well we handle our business, and it's my job to make sure that we're ready to go each week. Whether it's through putting crowd noise out there or whatever going inside to amp the noise up, whatever we got to do to make sure that the guys are ready for that. And prepared.
Obviously, it's big. There's a lot of postseason, things, kind of big matchups, big teams, a lot of good competition out there, and being on the road, being away from home for a while, it'll be big for us. But like I said, we're very confident right now where we're at, coming off this win at home, going out there. We were out there last year, so we kind of know kind of what to expect. We know the feel from that atmosphere and everything, so that'll be big for us too. But yeah, we're excited for it.
Well, now we're looking at the Sunday night game versus Seattle. You know what I mean? You're going against a quarterback who's been dominant in this league, since he got here. You know what I mean? Whether it's throwing the ball or making plays with his legs and that offense too. You know what I mean? And as far as our offense goes, I know they know they have a real good competition as far as that defense goes over there. So for sure, it's definitely going to be a great game for us.
The Eagles are taking care of business and having a little fun along the way. Whether it's bowling or a little electric slide, the bond between these players is special and is quite evident on the field.
I wish I was broke ball, but it's just something that we've been saving up for a couple weeks now, but it is what it is. It worked out.
He'll tell you why we don't like the bowling. But the family picture was better.
Well, he was a little upset that he didn't roll the ball.
That's it. See? As long as you know. He's supposed to roll the ball.
But he wanted to keep the ball.
We're going to get him back to him. He know that. Well, yeah, the family picture was better. I thought we was all posted up. It was nice.
I wish the linemen could get involved more. So maybe in Seattle you'll see some more dances from us. Because I think they kind of leave us out so we can just watch. But we'll get that fixed.
The Eagles are the highest-scoring team in the league. However, until Sunday, there wasn't a 100-yard pass catcher all year long. Zach Ertz finally eclipsed the mark in the fourth quarter of Sunday's win. Ertz showed that he's all the way back from his hamstring injury, which is great news for the offense down the stretch.
Obviously, 100 yards is great. I've had games with 98 and 95, I think, this year. So finally getting over 100 is fun. But all we're focused on is winning the football game. I think you could tell how much each and every person cares about one another when I finally had 100 and everyone else was so happy for me. It was a really fun game today. The fans were great. It was a fun win.
Not only have the Eagles scored the most points in the league, but they have the largest point differential thanks to the defense. The Eagles only allowed 140 total yards and 6 ground yards to the Bears on Sunday. In fact, the Eagles have held opponents to 9 points or fewer in back-to-back games in a single season for the first time since 2004. The Bears simply had no chance against the Eagles.
You never know when them sacks come, because I've seen the opportunity. He held it 1 second too late, and I was just able to stick my hand in there and get the strip. I'm trying to pick it up, man. That was the first time I ever seen it on the ground, where it seemed like it moved in slow motion, and the lineman came out of nowhere and scooped it up. But it was just fun, man. We had a good time. I was happy Steven Means got out there, got his job done, got a block or a tip. He gave me the energy today. Like I say, we feed off each other. And that's why we was able to play so good today.
Everybody's locked in, man, and everybody's equally contributing. You see guys coming at the end of the game. Darby and Mills is out, and Rasul comes in and gets his hands on the ball like 3 straight plays, and Corey's able to make a play. But it's just, credit to how we work at practice, and it makes Sundays easier.
Make sure to check out Eagles 360 this evening as Dave Spadaro and Eagles Hall of Fame running back Brian Westbrook recap the victory over Chicago. That's going to do it for this Victory Monday edition of the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us, and have a great Eagles night, everyone.